Now, bearing all this in mind, using this as a sort of general background, we're going to break up tonight's lecture into six parts. Tonight, I'm going to deal with, first, the importance of the spiritual community. Second, what the spiritual community is not. Third, the foundations of the spiritual community. Fourth, joining the spiritual community. Five, is the spiritual community necessary? Six, dangers facing the spiritual community. Between them, these six topics should give us some insight into the relation between the individual, on the one hand, and the spiritual community, on the other. First of all, the importance of the spiritual community. I'm not going to spend too much time on this topic. I'm just going to illustrate it with the help of two references to Buddhist tradition. I'm going to confine myself to these two references because, in a way, the whole lecture illustrates the importance of the spiritual community. The first of these two references relates to a comment on the subject of Kalyana Mitrata by Ananda. I'll explain what Kalyana Mitrata is in a minute. Ananda, as some of you no doubt know, was the Buddha's own first cousin. And after the Buddha's attainment of enlightenment, Ananda became his disciple. Not only did Ananda become his disciple, but for many years, I think it was for more than a quarter of a century, Ananda was the Buddha's constant companion and personal attendant. Wherever the Buddha went, Ananda went too. And Ananda had an understanding with the Buddha that if by any chance Ananda was not able to be present when the Buddha delivered a discourse or explained certain topics to other disciples, then when they were alone together, the Buddha would repeat to Ananda everything that he had said. This was their understanding. Because Ananda had a very, very retentive memory. Apparently, he was the equivalent in those days of the modern tape recorder. Whatever the Buddha said, Ananda remembered. He was word perfect. You couldn't fault him. So he used to make a point of hearing everything that the Buddha ever said and tucking it away in his retentive memory and reproducing it later on for the benefit of other disciples. So, of course, after the Buddha's death, after the Buddha's parinirvana, Ananda was of inestimable value to the community as a whole because he remembered so many things that the Buddha had said, remembered so many teachings. All right, what do we mean by Kalyana Mitrata? Kalyana Mitrata is a compound word. It's made up of the Sanskrit, also Pali word Kalyana, plus Mitrata, or Mitrata in Pali. Now, Kalyana has got various meanings. Kalyana means good. It means lucky. It means auspicious. It means lovely or beautiful, and it also means spiritual. And Mitrata, what does that mean? Mitrata has a more simple and straightforward meaning. Mitrata means friendship. It also means fellowship. The word from which it is derived is the word Mitra, which means simply friend. And it's from this same word, this same root, that we get the expression Maitri Bhavana, or Pali Metta Bhavana, which is one of our common, our standard methods of meditation. So Kalyana Mitrata, or Kalyana Mitrata, can be rendered as good association, or spiritual fellowship, or even spiritual community. Kalyana Mitrata. Now, what does Ananda, the Buddha's cousin and disciple and constant companion, have to say on this topic? There's a passage in the scriptures where the Buddha and Ananda are represented as being together. And apparently, Ananda had been thinking. Apparently, he'd been thinking hard on this subject of Kalyana Mitrata. And after a long period of silence, during which both the Buddha and Ananda had just been sitting quietly together, Ananda, as it were, burst out. And he said to the Buddha, "Lord, I think that Kalyana Mitrata, that is to say, spiritual fellowship, spiritual community, is half the spiritual life." In other words, if you've got that, then you've got half the things that you need. If you've got other like-minded people around you, people are also making an effort, people also trying to evolve, that's half the battle won. So he says, "I think that Kalyana Mitrata is half the whole spiritual life." So having said that, he sat back, maybe waiting for the Buddha to say, "Yes, Ananda, you're perfectly right." But the Buddha said, "No." He said, "Ananda, I disagree." He said, "Ananda, you're wrong." So Ananda was very surprised. Even though he was used to the Buddha's ways, he was still surprised. So the Buddha said, "No. Kalyana Mitrata, spiritual fellowship, spiritual community, is not half the spiritual life." He said, "It's the whole of it." So this is what the Buddha said in response to Ananda's comment.